Welcome to the Coaching in Your Car podcast, where we discuss insider tips, tricks, and secrets to growing a successful business. Brought to you by the Foundry Group. And now, here's your host, Gavin Symes.
Hey there, guys. This is Gavin Symes from the Foundry Group with Coaching in Your Car. So if you haven't caught an episode in the past, this is where I drive around, I record some thoughts, upload them online. You listen to them. You don't have to be driving when you're listening to this. You can be doing anything that you want. I try and share some information and wisdom with you from not only coaching businesses to success, but also in my experience in creating businesses from nothing to my last business. I grew to $160 million in sales and 160 employees. So basically, the reason why I bring that up is that I sort of know what I'm talking about when it comes to this. And hopefully, you can get some free information and free advice off the back of it. And that you might even be able to, who knows, make $150 million, $160 million in sales as well. So it's raining here. So I might have to start and stop this, but we'll just see how we go. So it's raining. I'm just going to a networking event at the moment to meet some more business owners and see if I can help them out. But today, what I wanted to talk about is the dreaded conversation that no one really likes speaking about, but everyone has the pain, is employees and bad eggs and bad apples and how to address all of those. So I got a call from a client this morning, and he said to me, how do I address this situation? I've got someone who's a real bitch in the business, and she is nice as pie to me, but a real bitch to everybody else. What do I do? So the one thing that I found really works in this situation is a conversation technique called the confrontation sandwich. And it's really simple, but I found being really effective. And this is what I teach to all of the business owners that I speak to. I've taught it to my own staff and managers in my own businesses because it's really easy to get your head around and really easy to master as well. So the confrontation sandwich works like this. Imagine that you've got a sandwich and there's a piece of bread on top, there's meat in the middle, and there is bread on the bottom. So the confrontation sandwich technique means that the bread on the top is something positive about the person, about the work that they're doing, their attitude, behavior, the situation. It could be anything positive about them. The meat in the middle, so it can be any meat that you like, but the meat in the middle is the actual negative feedback or whatever you want to change in their behavior, in their attitude, in their performance. So that goes in the middle. And then the bottom layer is another piece of bread, which is a positive thing that you say to end the conversation on a positive note. So it might go like this. So let's just say that you've got someone who, when you're not at work, let's do the example of my client this morning. So we've got this name, let's just say that her name's Sally and she's a real bitch to everybody else, but she's really nice to you. So what it would do is you would put the bread at the start. Hey Sally, how's it going? I've noticed the work that you did on this job yesterday was really good. You got a great review from your customer on that one and actually posted a 5-star review on Facebook. So great work for that. But what I wanted to talk to you about today was just something that's concerning me with your behavior. And so now we're into the meat, right? So I just want to talk to you about today about something that's concerning me with your behavior. And what I've found is that you're really nice and lovely to me, and that's great. But I'd like you to extend that niceties towards your team and your other colleagues, because I've heard some people say some things, and I don't want to really go into that detail now, but I've heard people say some things, and I feel like you'd get a better reaction out of them if you extended the same courtesies to me that to them that you did to me. And then, so that's the meat. They'll normally say something. Can you explain? Can you do this? Can you tell me what exactly the problem is? Who's been saying that? So they'll have a rant a little bit about that. So then you just give examples. So you can just say, look, I don't want to go into all of these details, but you know, yesterday you spoke to such and such in this tone, and that really upset him because he was talking to me afterwards and saying how much he doesn't appreciate being spoken to like that. Right, so it's pretty much that simple. And then you ended up at the end to say, look, you are a good employee, you're a valued member of the team, and just by, you know, I don't want this negative behavior to overshadow everything else, that all of the good work that you do. So I know that you can just make a few small changes to it, and then everyone will be happy and everyone will benefit off the back of it. So that's sort of how the confrontation sandwich technique works. And what I found when I've used it myself is that it's really, really effective. I spend like maybe 5 or 10 minutes just writing out what I'm gonna say, the layers of bread, the meat that goes in the middle. And so I just spend a little bit of time doing that. And I found that pretty much I've got about a 90% change on someone's behavior when I use the confrontation sandwich technique. But better still, it actually reduces my anxiety and worry about actually having that confrontation with them, because I know the process to follow, what to say, and I know that because I'm leading off with that positive stuff. Sorry, I'm just reverse parking now. If my wife's listening to this, she's gonna be like, yeah, you are the worst fucking parker in the world, so no wonder you had to stop talking to reverse park. Yeah, so I found that it's really reduced my anxiety down to of saying that. So if it doesn't work, look, the first one that you do, you're probably gonna fuck it up, and that's okay. But if it doesn't work, you've either got like too much bread or too much meat or not enough bread. So just try and play it out to make sure that you've got the right ratios and the right balance. And that's really where you're going to see some great benefits from it. Because if there's too much bread, then the message gets completely lost, because they just think, oh yeah, that was great, there's no disciplinary stuff in there, I don't have to change anything. If there's too much meat, then they might get pissed off and swear and scream and all of that sort of stuff at you. But normally I've found that actually works really, really well, and it's a really easy concept to pick up. So try that next time you need to give some feedback to someone or you want their behavior to change, and I think you'll be surprised about the results with that. So I hope that you've gotten a little bit of value out of this episode today. My name's Gavin Symes from the Foundry Group. If you have gotten some value out of it, make sure that you share it with your friends, share it around, so that they can get some value out of it as well. And also make sure that you subscribe to the podcast so that when I do new episodes, you get notified of them so that you don't miss out. Again, I'm Gavin Symes from the Foundry Group. Have an awesome day, and I'll see you soon.